Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Bleu. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The left fielder, Hiney Maynish. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting third. The right fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Lou Bleu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bleu hits a fly ball into right field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Hiney Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maynish. The throw from Berry and he is out, Reagan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke now playing third base. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sweeney. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 1 in the game. Durst hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Durst reaches second base with a double. Reeves goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarrett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo catches it and throws to second with Kress covering, to double up Durst. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynish for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Durst hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0-for-2 in the game. Skarrat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Skarrat reaches third base with a triple. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a fly ball towards center. Schult catches it and throws to home to double up Skarrat. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gulick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rhine hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to nothing, Red Sox. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow pinch hits for Rick Farrell. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow takes first base on ball 4. Chad Kimsey pinch hits for Sam Gray. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.